paragraph Aleph. V'chol hayomim toivim heim zecher liyitzias Mitzrayim. We know that all the basic yomim toivim, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, commemorate our going out of Mitzrayim. V'ikir yitzias Mitzrayim hoya de tefilo shel ha-bal koyach. What took the Yidden out of Mitzrayim? It was the tefilo of the bal koyach. Bebechinas din, a tefilo bebechinas din, shezeo bechinas vayepalel. Bechinas v'hashlech lifnei paroi yehi lesanin. When Hashem's told Moshe Rabbeinu, take your stick, throw it down in front of paroi, and it'll become a snake. The first letters of those instructions, v'hashlech lifnei paroi yehi lesanin, spell the word v'yapalel, which means to give forth a tefillah bebechinas din. When Pinchas screamed at Hashem kaviyochel, when he screamed his tefillah bebechinas din, it was this v'yapalel. Bechinas ato poirarto be'oz chayom, and as it says about Kriyas Yamsuf, that it was an act of oiz, strength, not chesed, ato poirarto be'oz chayom, shibarto roshei taninim alamoim. It was again gvura, tefila bebechinas din. This was an example, a major historic example of this tefila bebechinas din coming into play. Because we know that when a person's in Golus, there's a pasuk Lochein Golo Ami Mibli Das. Golus means lack of Das, that the Das becomes Pogum. The Das is Pogum, the Rachmonus is Pogum. So at that point, we can't use the standard kinds of tefillah, which are based on Rachmonus. We have to switch to a different channel completely, which is this channel too called Tefillah Bebechinas Din. Vayitzaku El Hashem, that desperate outcry. This is what established our major holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. Shekulam heim zecher liyitzias Mitzrayim. They all commemorate Yitzias Mitzrayim. V'al kein kol hayomim toivim asurim basias melocha. And this is why we're forbidden to do work on these yomim toivim. Ki kol halametes melochos yesh bohem achizas zuamas hanochosh. Because the 39 acts of work have in them part of the poison of the snake, the original snake. Bechinas v'hanochosh shoya orom hanal. As the pasuk said, the nochosh was shrewd. And again, the 39 acts of work came about as a result of the 39 curses which the nochosh caused in his getting Adam and Chava to eat from the Eitz Hadas, which resulted, Shaydezeh Nigzar Bezeah Sapecha Toich Alechem. That's when Hashem issued the curse of the struggle for Parnosa, that you'll have to work hard. Shehein Bechinas Kol Hayegiois Shel Kol Ha'asokim B'Shvil Parnosa Shekulam Kulun B'Lamet Es Melochis. That's the concept of all the struggle involved in Parnosa, which are all included under this umbrella term called the 39 acts of work. V'ikar zuamas hanochosh b'chinas v'hanochosh yorom anal shib'chinas lamedes melochos ho'ikar nimshach al yidei b'chinas anal al yidei shas sitra achro yoinekes miharachmonos. And again, what caused that to happen? What caused these 39 acts of work to become initiated? That the sitra achro was able to draw from the rachmonos. Umamshichin Rachmonas Latzman, and they take the Rachmonas to themselves. Shezeo Bechinas, this is the pasuk that Rabbeinu Zal quotes there. Gam Tanim Cholzu Shad Heiniku Gurein. The Tanim, the serpents, they also gave forth the nursing for their young. Again, nursing is milk, whiteness, chesed. This implies that the whiteness, the chesed, was by them, was by the Tanim, by the snakes. As Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in the Torah Likutei Moran, Hainu ki ikar horachmonis de sitrachro hu lahamshich al ha'odom tirchois v'tirdois oylem hazeh lehisyagea ba'asokim ha'malochois b'shvil parnosa. The main rachmonis of the sitrachro, how the world, you know, the sitrachro interprets rachmonis, it's giving a kid a good education so that what? So that he can become a horse. So that he can work day and night to struggle, you know, to be involved in Parnassa, you know, and that should take up 99% of his time and effort and brains and everything, period. Shizel Bechinas Lametes Melochas Vasitra Achra. That's the concept of the Lametes Melochas. And V'chol Ho'anoshim HaKruchim Achrecha V'sitra Achra. And all the people that follow the Sitra Achra, Meisisim Esodom. They try to convince the person, you know, that this is what life is all about. The better things in life, you know. If you want to enjoy life, you have to work. You have to, and work means from day one, from when you're 3 years old, you have to get an education. And it's kindergarten and elementary school and high school and college and graduate school and postgraduate school. And then at work itself, take courses to go higher and higher to become more advanced. So that what? So that you'll make a lot of money. So that what? So that you'll have the good life. When? When you're 121, 122, you know, until you get to that point, it's going to take a couple of hundred years, you know, until you save up enough millions and billions, and you know, to be, but at some point, you know, this is the Rachmanis. This is really, if you care about yourself, if you want to have a decent life, if you want to earn a decent living, if you want to have a decent name, if you want to be a decent human being, this is what it's all about. V'toilin hakoil b'rachmanis. And they label all of this as Rachmanis. Again, this is parents who love their kid. This is what they do to him. Ke'ilu yeshlem Rachmanis Godlalav. We care about you. That's why we're doing. That's why we're sending you to postgraduate and post-post. And that's why we're trying to push you, to motivate you, to try to get a higher paying job and to work more hours, to put in more effort. They say to him, what do you think? You have to work, you know, in order to support yourself and your wife and your children and to set up funds for them, for their college education and their postgraduate. And you have to have rachmanis on yourself to really do everything you can for parnasa. And unfortunately, in some cases, this results in the person walking away from, removing from himself completely his Torah obligations, his Torah study. Because again, if you want to get a little bit of education, then it's possible to combine it with Torah and secular education. But if you want to get serious, once you want to go into a medical school or you want to go into law school or something like that, you take your sfarim and put them in the freezer. You got to know that this is a 26-hour-a-day obligation or 28-hour-a-day, minimum. V'yam shich alatzmoy oil derech eretz, so that he'll draw upon, you know, to let go of the oil Torah and draw upon himself the yoke of Parnassah. Shehim klal kol halametes melochos vayegios b'shvil parnasa, which is again the totality of these 39 acts of work and struggle for parnasa. Umeumo lo yisa b'amoloi, and nothing will help him with all his struggle. He never gets finished, in a sense. Nimtza sheikar hasosas hasitrachra lifroik oil toira velasoik biyegias oilam hazeh. So therefore, the real seduction of the Yetzirah, the real advice of the Yetzirah is to throw away your Torah responsibilities, your Torah study responsibilities, and to be involved just in working for Olam Hazeh. Shehim chinas halametes melochos, hu alidei rachmonis de sitra achra. And all of this is coming from the rachmonis of the sitra achra, the fact that, again, that we care about you. If we didn't care about you, we wouldn't push you in this direction, and we wouldn't be pushing you so hard. Al yidei shehem yoinkim me rachmonis dikdusha, through the fact that they're drawing from the rachmonis of kedusha, umehapchem horachmonis soamiti lerachmonis shelohem, and they twist and they pervert the true rachmonis, the rachmonis of kedusha, Hashem's definition of rachmonis, and they pervert it, they make something else, something completely different out of it. Shebe'emes einoi rachmonis klal. That's not real rachmonis. Taking a kid and putting him through that whole parade and everything, and then the kid wakes up 20 years later and says, you know, what have I become? I've become a monster. You know, all that I think about, all my only occupation and preoccupation in life is money and more money and what? When do I get to enjoy? When do I get to be a person? And when do I get to deal with my other half, my neshama? What about that? I put it in a deep freeze 20 years ago and what? Ki be'emes ikur horachmonis hu horachmonis hu amiti. Because the truth is that the real rachmonis is l'rachem al ha'odom l'havioi l'tachlis ha'nitzchi, to have rachmonis on a person and to bring him to his eternal success. Ki ba'olam hazeh ein shum tachlis klal. Because in this physical world, there is no eternity. There is no real success. The term success has very limited meaning within Gashmius. Ki hu tzel oiver. Because the physical life goes by like a shadow. The time flies. Umole yegoinois vekas umachoivois. And life in this physical world is full of struggle and anger and pain. Ve'ein shum odom sheyeloi oilam hazeh. And there is no human being that has oilam hazeh, meaning that really has it all good in this world. No such thing. Kama shekosuv, as the pasuk says, gam kol yomov kas umachoivois. Man's life in this world is full of anger and suffering and pain. Uchsiv, and there's another pasuk that says, Odom la'omol yulod. Man was created into this, was born into this world to struggle. Ktsar yomim usvaroiges. Short days and full of anger. You know, full of. Exactly. Ukemuvon l'chol bardas ktsas goidel hamarirus hamar shel iske olam hazeh. And as any slightly intelligent person can understand, the great bitterness of being involved in olam hazeh, of doing business in this world, living in this world. Bifrat, especially, tirdois hamomoin vaparnoso, the suffering that people go through related to money and earning a livelihood. Ukamufur etzlenu kama sichois amitius bozeh. And as we have several important discussions on this throughout our teachings. Alkein be'emes bevadai horachmonis hanal shel ha'amoinam shehu rachmonis ha'sitra'achra ein ze rachmonis klal. Therefore, the truth is that the rachmonis of the common folk, what regular people call rachmonis, that ain't rachmonis at all. That's rachmonis of the sitra'achra. Ki ikar horachmonis, the real rachmonis, if you want to have rachmonis on a Jew, is ledaber alev sheyasoik rak batoira, to inspire a person to study Torah, to only study Torah and do mitzvahs, to really, that's where to put his greatest emphasis in life. Vashem yisborach bevada yefarnesoi besibokalo, and Hashem certainly can support the person through whatever. Means Hashem chooses. Hashem has unlimited tricks and unlimited paths as to how to make sure that a person has parnosa. Kamoi Shamro, as the Gemara says in Pirkei Avos, Asei toiroscho keva umalachtocho arai. Make your most established part of your life, Torah, and your work should be something temporary, you know, something not temporary, something less permanent, less of a super critical fixture in your life. Ukamay Shem Razal, and as the Gemara says, Doirois Horishoinim Shalsu Toirosan Kevam Lachon Aroi, the earlier generations who lived like this, for whom Torah was the most important part of the day, and Malacha was something they did on the side, that was their secondary interest in life. By them, Zev Zenes Kambiyodam, their Torah was successful and their Parnosa was successful. Ukamay Shekosvas, and as the Pasuk says, Hador Atem Re'u Dvar Hashem. Vidor Shrazal, and the Gemara says, Shomer Lehem Yirmiyah Novi said to the Jewish people, Re'u Bemanis Parnasu Avayisechem. Go take a look. How did your forefathers support themselves? Nimtzo she'ikr lamites malochos shem bechinas zuamas hanochos nimshach mebechinas rachmonos the sitra achra. So therefore, Rav Nosson Zal concludes that the major emphasis and the major all-encompassing involvement in Parnassa is coming from a place of Zuamas HaNochosh. It's coming from a place of Rachmonis the Sitra Achra. Shehu Bechinas VaHaNochosh HaYorum. The Nochosh was shrewd. Sure, it's also smart. There's a lot of brains there. There's a lot of logic there. There's a lot of intellect there that supports that methodology in life. The methodology of, you know, working very, very hard from day one till the day you pass away. Shezeu Bechinas Golus Mitzrayim. This is symbolized by the Jews when they were in exile in Egypt. Shemororu es chayeim b'avoida kosher. They embittered their lives with hard labor. Shezeu Bechinas Merirus Shibud Iskei HaParnosa V'Lametes Melechais. This is the bitterness and the struggle and the yoke that people take upon themselves when they go headfirst into Parnosa, making that the most important focus of their lives. Velotzeis mizeh, and to be zeuche, to get out of that, shehu b'chinas yitzias Mitzrayim, which is a concept of leaving Egypt, hu'al yidei ha-bal koyach hanal, requires the great bal koyach, the tzaddik who has tremendous strength, shemespalel tfila b'chinas din, shehu b'chinas v'hashleich lefnei paroi, Mitzrayim, as we said, and that's why when the Jews left Egypt, that's when we established these holidays when we don't work. That shows that Yitzias Mitzrayim is a concept of going out of work, going out of that avodah zarah, going out of that all-encompassing, you know, that feeling of drowning in this world of Parnassa. Ki hatzadikim giboyrei koyach balei koyach hanal shiicholim lispal kanal heim machniim asitrachro umoitzin mimeno kol hadas v'rachmonos. Because the great tzadikim who are so powerful, they are the balei koyach that know how to daven that tefillah bebchinas din, they are able to subdue the sitrachra and to extract from it all the das and rachmonos that it swallowed up in the past, that the Sitra Achra robbed from Klal Yisrael in the past. Ad shezoichen leitzias Mitzrayim, until the person is zoiche to leave Mitzrayim. Ve'oz nizbatlen kol ha-lametes melochos, shemichnas rachmonos Sitra Achra. And then there becomes null and void the 39 acts of work, which are an example of the rachmonos of the Sitra Achra. V'alkein hayomim toivim, shehein zeche l'tzias Mitzrayim heim asurim b'tzias malocha. That's why these holidays, which commemorate leaving Mitzrayim, are times when we're not allowed to work. Ki oz betelin kol alametas malochis. Because by tzias Mitzrayim, when a person is zeche to leave Mitzrayim, to leave the Sitra Achra, then the 39 acts of work become botel. Ki oz u'b'chinas yitzias Mitzrayim ha'idei goitel ha'koyach shel ha'bal koyach hanal. Sh'aydei zeh nizbatel ho'rachmonos sitra achra. V'nizbatel yinikas b'chinas v'anocha sh'yorum. Sh'aydei zeh nizbatlen kol ha'lametes melochis. Sh'ein b'chinas b'zeh asapecho v'chanal.